back from this. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. That's what Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther says about his city following the shooting at a gay nightclub there Saturday night that killed at least five people and injured 18 others.
We all want to ensure that our community is not defined by this tragedy, but by our response to it.
The suspect identified as 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez announcing Thomas James and Richard Fierro, a decorated Army veteran, as the heroes who subdued Aldrich just minutes before police arrived. Authorities investigating why an SUV crashed into an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, Monday morning. At least one person was killed and 16 others injured. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the story.
Emergency responders called to the scene less than an hour after the store opened. Several witnesses called 911 to report a dark-colored vehicle had jumped the curb and crashed right through Apple's plate glass storefront window. The SUV struck multiple people, trapping a number of them inside. First responders jumped in to render emergency treatment as soon as they got there. The driver was not among the people taken to the hospital for treatment.
A federal judge ruling against Amazon over its retaliation behavior. Fox's Tom Rigotti explains.
A judge is ordering Amazon to stop retaliating against employees engaged in workplace activism. The case was brought by the National Labor Relations Board after an employee involved in union organizing at a warehouse on Staten Island, New York, Gerald Bryson, was fired. The judge has issued a cease and desist order against Amazon, but the same judge also denied the NLRB's request to have Bryson reinstated.
A fire at an industrial wholesaler in central China Monday evening, killing 38 people. No word on what caused the fire or why so many workers were killed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police launching an investigation into the death of a man who had sought for an overhaul of Washington, D.C.'s criminal code. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reporting.
This was a man who was heavily involved in pushing for an overhaul of the criminal code there in Washington, D.C. There are still many questions surrounding his death. 1 week ago today, police say Kelvin Blow was driving home from his late-night security job when a car crashed while trying to pass him. Blow then got out of his vehicle and was shot and killed. This all happening just hours before the D.C. Council passed a bill overhauling the city's criminal code for the first time in 100 years. Ironically, in an effort to modernize the code, Blow was among those who testified before the council.
The council unanimously voting to overhaul the district's criminal code. AAA in Chicago says this Thanksgiving week could be the third busiest since the year 2000. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg warns airlines about their treatment of passengers.
I want to make sure passengers know that if you are canceled or significantly delayed, you are required to receive a full refund if you ask for one. And if you have trouble getting one, let us know.
People continue to buy turkeys for Thanksgiving despite their higher prices.
Butterball president and CEO Jay Jandrain tells Fox Business there's one major reason turkeys cost more this year.
The challenge certainly has been with feed, not a lack of feed, but just the cost. And we actually bear the brunt of that.
Because they provide feed to turkey growers. He says higher prices aren't keeping people from celebrating with turkey.
90% of those who we surveyed do plan to celebrate celebrate the holiday, and 85% of those will have turkey.
And he says sales of turkeys are looking good.
We've shipped actually more product this year than we did last year.
Stores are selling their inventory of turkeys.
That's Fox's Ginny Cosola. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.